Good morning.
大家早。
Beverly and I are so glad that we get to greet you today.
我的太太跟我今天很高兴能够跟大家问安。
And it's been wonderful to know that you've been praying for Beverly. I know that she wants to give you thanks as well.
我们很高兴知道大家为我的妻子 Beverly 祷告，她也要感谢大家。
And I just want to thank you for inviting us to be able to share. It's always a privilege for me to do that with you.
我要感谢你邀请我们今天来分享，我总觉得这是一个特别的一个尊荣。
And I'm so glad that Annie is here to help me deliver this message to you today.
那今天我很高兴陪师母帮助我跟大家分享这个信息。
So last week at a couple of weeks ago at our church, our pastor spoke from the 42nd Psalm.
两个礼拜以前，我的教会的牧师用诗篇42篇来分享信息。
And I felt that the Psalm was so appropriate that I wanted to talk about it with you this morning as well.
我觉得这首诗篇现在是最恰当的，所以我也要用这篇诗篇跟大家分享。
So I hope you have your Bibles nearby, and I'm going to ask Annie if she would read this psalm for us as we get ready to begin.
好，希望你身边有个圣经，我现在要请裴师母帮我们读诗篇42篇。Shall I start?
Yes, please.
诗篇42篇，if you have English Bible, you can just read along. Verse 1. 神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？ Verse 4. 我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。白昼，耶和华必向我施慈爱。黑夜，我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。 Verse 9， 我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Well, thank you so much for reading that wonderful, wonderful psalm.
谢谢裴师母刚刚读这一篇美好的诗篇。
Some of you know that I have 12 grandchildren.
你们当中有些人知道我有12个孙儿女。
And one of my grandchildren, who's 15 years old now, his name is Håkon.
那其中一位今年15岁，他的名字叫 Håkon。
And Håkon is a young man who is very, very smart.
Håkon 非常的聪明。
And his favorite question when we used to visit as a young child was, why?
我们以前去看他的时候，他最喜欢问的一个问题就是为什么？
Or what does that mean?
或说那个是什么意思？
Why would someone say that?
还有为什么那个人要这么说呢？
How does that make sense?
那个是什么意思呢?
He was an endless cycle of one question after another.
他是一个问题又问一个问题的这个分析狂。
Unfortunately, he wasn't always satisfied with the answers that we gave him.
但是很不幸的，他不是总是对我们给他的答案感到满意。
And I don't know, as you listen to Annie read this passage of scripture, if you noticed how many questions the psalm writers ask.
我不晓得当裴师母读这段诗篇的时候，你有没有注意到这个诗人问了多少个问题。
And so when I looked at this passage, I decided on the title of this message to be Hard Questions with Hopeful Answers.
所以根据这个诗篇，我把今天的讲题取名叫《艰难的问题与满有盼望的答案》。
I'm sure you like me are asking lots of questions during this time.
我想你跟我一样，在这段时间问了很多的问题。
It's a time of transition and turmoil, isn't it?
这是一个过渡与动荡的时期。
In my 70, almost 73 years of living in the United States, I don't think I've seen so much political unrest as we're experiencing now.
在美国过了73个年头，我从来没有看过像现在的这样的动荡还有不安息的时间。
And the pandemic has redefined what our everyday lives look like.
这个疫情似乎决定了我们每天的生活是什么样子。
Maybe you're like me and you've said, when will things ever get back to how they used to be?
或许你会跟我问同样一个问题，就是什么时候我们可以恢复正常的生活？
It's also a time for many of helplessness and hopelessness.
在这个时候，我们也经历了许多的无助跟无望。
The rate of suicide is increasing at rapid rate.
自杀率非常快的在高升。
It is suggested that maybe one out of three small businesses will close down during this period of time.
而且有人说在这段时间三个当中的一个商业就会被关门。
Some of you know that I'm a counselor and my counseling office is full of people who are struggling with all kinds of relational issues as well.
你们也知道我是一个咨商师，那在我的办公室充满了这些有关系问题的人来寻求帮助。
So when I think about the end of the year, I think about it being a time of remembering and looking back.
那在到一年的末期的时候，我想也是一个追忆回顾的时候。
But a time of resolution, a time to look forward.
也是一个决断的时候，我们要往前看。
So a psalm like this 42nd psalm can be a foundational psalm for us to build our hope on as we face this new year.
所以当我们面对新年的时候，42篇可以做我们往前看的一个基础。
Not all the psalms were written by David.
不是所有的诗篇都是大卫写下的。
Some of them were written, at least 11 of them, by people identified as the sons of Korah.
其中诗篇的十一篇是由所谓可拉的后裔写下的。
The sons of Korah have a long history in Israel.
可拉的后裔在以色列长期的历史当中占了一席地位。
They had been warriors in Israel and keepers of the house of God.
他们曾是以色列的战士，也是固守上帝家里的人。
But they were also choral and instrumental leaders.
他们也是合唱团乐队的领导者。
So they would often lead the congregation of Israel in worship.
所以他们经常带领以色列人在敬拜当中。
And this would have been one of those psalms that they wrote that was a call to worship God.
那这就是他们写的一首诗篇，呼召百姓来敬拜神。
So I think it's interesting to note that this psalm contains, I think, at least four very important questions that probably you and I have both asked at one time or another.
我想这首诗篇包含了四个我们有的时候会问的问题。
If you look at verse 2, the psalmist asks,When shall I come again and appear before God?
假如我们读第二节，我们就可以看到这个诗人作诗的人问我何时将再次经历上帝的同在呢？
And I think maybe what he was asking in a time of difficulty is this: When will I again experience the presence of God?
他问说我几时的朝见神呢？换句话说就是我什么时候可以再经历上帝的同在呢？
When will I feel him nearby or within me again?
我什么时候可以感觉到他真的靠近我，在我的里面呢？
And that's a normal question for a believer.
那对信徒来说，这是一个非常普通。
You notice the psalmist says our hearts.
的问题。
Our hearts pant for God.
我们的心灵渴想神。
Our soul thirsts for God.
我们的心切慕神。
So that the natural contour of our hearts as God's children is to desire to be in His presence.
所以作为神的儿女，我们内心最真实的渴望就是要感受到上帝的同在。
But we all admit that we go through times of dryness spiritually.
但是我们也都承认我们会经历灵里面干枯的时候。
Time may be where God feels like He's far away.
有的时候感觉到神离我们很远。
And times when we feel that God is silent, that He's really not speaking to us.
也有时我们感觉上帝不发声，他不对我们说话。
And in those moments, we really cry out to God because we want to feel His presence within us.
那在那个时候，我们就要呼求神，因为我们真的需要感觉到他与我们同在。
So I think the question that we ask is, how do I know then that God is within me?
所以我们要问的问题就是，我怎么知道上帝住在我的里面呢？
And that's really an exercise of knowing what God's word says.
那这个时候我们就要考虑上帝的话到底怎么说。
Paul writes to the church at Corinth, for we are the temple of the living God.
保罗写信给哥林多的信徒说，我们是永生神的殿。
We read in the Bible that God does not live in a temple built with human hands, but in human hearts.
他说神不是住在人手所造的殿中，而是住在人的心里。Paul
writes to the church in Corinth, we have this treasure in jars of clay, broken vessels.
保罗也写信给哥林多教会的信徒说，我们有这宝贝放在这个瓦器里。Even
though we are broken and jars of clay, God through His Holy Spirit chooses to live within us.
虽然我们是破碎的器皿，但是上帝选择使他的圣灵住在我们里面。Romans
8:16 says, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
罗马书8:16也说，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是上帝的儿女。So
something inside reminds us that we belong to Jesus Christ.
所以我们的内心会提醒我们，我们是属于耶稣基督的。And
it is Jesus who said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
耶稣也说，我永不离开你，也不丢弃你。So
He has promised in His word that He will always be with us, even though we don't always feel Him.
所以在他的话语当中，他给我们这样一个承诺，就是他永不会离开我们，虽然有的时候我们感受不到他。
Some of you know that I made many, many trips to Haiti over the last 10 years.
我们当中有些人知道，在过去10年，我去了海地很多次。
And when I traveled to Haiti, I never was able except one time to take my wife with me.
当我去海地的时候，只有一次我可以带我的妻子与我同行。
When I went to Haiti, I really wanted her to be with me every time. I wanted to feel her sitting next to me on the airplane.
我每次去海地的时候，都希望她在我旁边。我也希望我坐在飞机上的时候，她就坐在我旁边。But
even though she didn't sit next to me on the plane so that I could feel her presence, I knew that she was with me.
虽然在飞机上她不能坐在我旁边，但是我知道她是与我同在的。
Because she would tell me, I will not forget you while you are away.
因为她告诉我，当你离开的时候呢，我不会忘记你。
I'll be praying for you every day.
我每天会为你祷告。
So even though I couldn't feel her next to me, I knew that she was with me because of the promise of the word that she gave to me.
所以虽然她不坐在我身旁，我知道她与我同在，因为她对我说出了承诺的话。
We don't always feel God near us.
我们不总是可以感受到上帝离我们很近。So
we have to trust what His word tells us.
所以我们必须相信他的话语所告诉我们的。He
will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会离开我们，也不会丢弃我们。Someone
said this one time.
有人曾经这么说。If
God seems far away, guess who moved?
假如上帝感觉很远。 猜猜看是谁离开了呢?
When there's distance between us and God, it only happens when we move away.
当我们感觉跟神之间有距离，是我们离开了。So
we love the presence of God, and that's why the psalmist, in the midst of heartache and hardship, asks, "How long will it be before I experience your presence again?"
所以这个诗人很喜悦上帝的同在，他渴慕神，所以他这边问我什么时候可以再朝见神呢？
A second question that's asked twice in this psalm is worded this way.
那在这个诗篇中问到了两次的问题是这么想，是这么写的。
They say to me all the day long, "Where is your God?"
他们整天问我说，你的神在哪里呢？
And what they're saying to that, the writers of this passage of scripture is, "Where is your God when you need him?"
所以作者的问题就是， 当你需要神的时候，神在哪里呢？
And sometimes in our difficult circumstances, we ask, "God, why aren't you revealing yourself to me in these difficult times?"
有的时候我们遇到困难的时候，我们会问上帝啊，你为何在这么艰困的情况下不显明自己呢？
We want God to do something for us that we can see, so we know that he hears us.
我们需要上帝为我们做一些我们可以看见的事，好让我们知道他与我们同在。These
writers are in deep duress.
这个作者的处境相当的窘迫。They
say, "My tears have been my food day and night."
他说，我昼夜都以眼泪当作饮食。The
enemy has been taunting them.
敌人一直在嘲笑他们。
And they say it is a deadly wound in our bones when they ask, "Where is your God?"
他们在问你的神在哪里的时候，好像是我们骨头里的一个死伤。Maybe
during this election process, you ask the question, "Where is God?"
或许在这次大选的情况当中，你问上帝在哪里呢？
Mary, maybe during this pandemic, when you see so many people suffering, you've asked, "Where is God?"
也或许在这个疫情当中，你看到这么多人在受苦，你会问上帝在哪里呢？
I think those are normal questions, but we have to know how to respond to those questions.
我想这些正常的问题，我们应该知道怎么回应他们。The
psalmist did that by remembering.
那作诗的人就用追忆来做一个回答。Notice
what he says in verse 4.
我们注意一下他在第四节所说的。These
things I remember.
我追想这些事情。How
I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God.
与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里。He
remembers a time when he was in God's presence.
他记得曾经在上帝面前的那些日子。He
remembers a time of fellowship with other believers.
他也记得与其他信徒相交的那段时期。One
of the familiar admonitions given us to the, in the Psalms is this, "Forget not his benefits."
那诗篇常常给我们的一个劝诫就是不要忘记他的一切恩惠。So
this idea of looking back and examining how God has historically worked in our lives helps us remember his faithfulness.
所以当我们回顾过去，神在我们人生当中所做的事情，帮助我们记得他是信实的。For
the writer, it's not just remembering, but it's responding.
作者不但追忆过去，他也回应。He
says, "I pour out my soul before the Lord."
他说，我在神的面前倾心吐意。
Notice that he's not running from God, but he's running towards God.
这边我们要留意，他不是跑着离开神，而是跑着朝向神。He
feels completely safe opening his heart to God and telling him exactly how he feels.
他在上帝面前把他整个的心灵倾倒，感觉到相当的安全，因为他知道上帝是明白他的。And
he responds by shouting and singing praises to God.
他也用欢呼而且歌唱赞美上帝来回应。
So he's not forgetting who God is and what God has done.
所以他没有忘记上帝是谁，而且上帝做了什么。
Recently, a friend of mine had a daughter who was suffering with cancer.
最近我有一个朋友的女儿患了癌症。
And one of the things she asked her father to do the day before she died was to sing to her.
那她在她过世的前一天告诉她的爸爸为她唱歌。
She knew that she was dying.
她知道自己要死了。
She was a believer and trusted God's word.
她是一个信徒，她相信上帝的话语。
And the two songs she asked him to sing were How Great Thou Art and Jesus Loves Me.
那她要她父亲为她唱的两首歌就是第一，你真伟大，第二，耶稣爱我，万不错。
So maybe even in that moment as she approached death and wondered where God was,She was celebrating her faith in him.
所以即使在他面临死亡，不知道他要进入到那个是什么境界，他仍然要唱着信心的歌。
So when you're asking where God is, you have to remember your history with him.
所以当我们问上帝在哪里的时候，我们必须回忆在我们人生历史当中他做的事情。
And you have to respond by running towards him, not away from him.
也要回应他，跑向他，而不是躲开他。
There's a third question, and this one appears twice also in this passage from the Psalms.
那第三个问题就是他在这个诗篇当中也出现两次。
The psalmist asks, Why are you cast down, my soul? Why are you in so much turmoil?
这个诗篇的作者问道，为何我的心里如此的烦闷，为何我的心里面如此的动荡。
I suppose there's a presupposition that our soul, this inner part of us that connects with God, is always at rest.
我想我们的心灵，就是我们与神沟通的那个部分，应该是在安息的状态。
But you and I know that's not true.
但是你跟我都知道，它不常是这样。
We wrestle with disappointment.
我们因为失望而挣扎。
Discouragement, sometimes depression.
有的时候沮丧，有的时候消极。
Circumstances in life can come against us in such a way that it's difficult for us inside to feel good about our life and our relationship with God.
我生活的环境有的时候让我们里面不感觉到是在与神相交，感觉到是相当翻腾的。
It's interesting that the word soul only appears in Psalms 42 through 44.
很有意思的是，心灵或是心这个字呢，只有在诗篇42到44篇希伯来文字中出现。
And I would encourage you to read those three psalms if you have time later on today.
假如你今天之后有时间的话，我会想要大家读诗篇42篇到44篇。
The idea of being cast down often in the psalms is related to intense suffering.
而所谓的忧闷这个词，通常它表达的是里面非常强烈的受苦。
I'm going to ask Annie to have you turn with me to Psalm 44, and I would like for her to read for you verses 23 through 26.
现在她要我读诗篇44篇23到26节。主啊，求你睡醒，为何静睡呢？求你兴起，不要永远丢弃我们。你为何掩面，不顾我们所遭的苦难和所受的欺压？我们的性命浮于尘土，我们的肚腹紧贴地面，求你起来帮助我们，凭你的慈爱救赎我们。
Do you see the depths of being cast down and turmoil within the psalmist?
所以在这两几节经文当中，你看到这个诗者他的内心的苦，那个强烈的苦难以及他的动荡吗？
He's crying out of his affliction and oppression.
他在受苦以及受强迫、受逼迫之中， 向神呼求。
He says, my soul is bowed down to the dust, and my belly clings to the ground.
在二十五节他说，我们的性命浮于尘土，我们的肚腹紧贴地面。
He's really saying, my suffering and pain are so deep that I'm on my face before you, God.
他这里的意思是说，他的苦难是这么的深重，他必须将自己整个人投掷在地面上。
And every one of us in our life have had times of suffering.
我想我们每个人在人生当中都经历了苦难。
I think sometimes as Christians, we think that God, because we are his children, will protect us from ever having hard times or suffering.
有的时候我想基督徒，我们以为自己是神的儿女，神应该保护我们不受这些苦难。
But the New Testament says that it is given unto us as God's children to suffer. It's a normative part of our lives.
但是诗篇上说，神的儿女必须经受苦难，这是我们人生很正常的一部分。
So how do we respond to such overwhelming turmoil and trouble when it comes to our lives?
所以当我们人生中经历这样的苦难与动荡的时候，我们应该怎么回应呢？
So there's two things I'm going to suggest here that I think we can do in our ways of responding to God in our times of trial. The first is sometimes we just have to holler for help.
所以在我们面对强大的动荡跟麻烦的时候，我想跟大家建议两个回应的方式。第一个就是呼求帮助。
Maybe you don't do this, but I do this a lot. I sometimes talk to myself.
我不晓得你会不会这么做哈。有的时候我常这么做，就是自我对话。
So I might say to myself, "So Dale, why are you feeling this way?"
有的时候会跟我自己讲说 ，Dale， 你为什么这么感觉呢
？What is happening in your life that is causing you such pain and such duress?
你到底经历个什么，让你这么感觉痛苦，还有这个重担呢？
Sometimes when I examine that question, I'm kind of embarrassed that I've been complaining.
有的时候我自己觉得相当尴尬的，因为我只是在抱怨而已。
But there are other times that I can point to real legitimate things that have happened in my life that make me feel the way that I do.
但是有的时候我确实可以看到我所经历的是合理的，对神发出的提问使我有这样的一个感觉。
Recently, Beverly's brother died very suddenly of a heart attack.
最近我妻子的兄弟非常突发的因为心脏病而过世。
It made us feel overwhelmingly sad.
我们觉得非常一个感觉巨大的这个忧伤。
What gave us hope was reminding ourselves, talking to ourselves, reminding ourselves that because he was a believer, we knew that he was in the presence of God.
我们得到的安慰的方式就是跟自己说话，说他是一个信徒，他现在在上帝的怀里。
But more important than talking to ourselves is talking to God in prayer.
但是跟自己讲话，更重要的是用祷告跟上帝讲话。
In Psalm 43 verse 2, the psalmist says, "For you are the God in whom I take refuge."
因为在诗篇43篇第二节说，因为你是赐我力量的神。
And a primary theme of this chapter is found in verses 5 and 11.
那诗篇42篇的第5到11节就把它的主题彰显出来。
In fact, the psalmist says it twice, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
事实上，这个诗人说了两次，说要期盼于神，因为他是我的救恩，是我的神。
So what David is saying, not only do I holler for help, but I know that my hope is in God.
所以可拉的后裔不但呼求上帝的帮助，他也认定他的盼望是在神。
I hope in God because he is my salvation.
好，我盼望神，因为他是拯救我的。
That word means he is the one who will deliver me.
换句话说，他是解救我的神。
And then I affirm that he is my God.
我也肯定他是我的神。
It's a very personal relationship that we have with God, where He can say, "He is my God, He is my Lord and my Savior."
这表明我们跟上帝有一个非常个人的关系，他是我的神，他是我的救主。
And this is where our hope comes from. It comes from the intimate personal relationship that we have with God because of his son, Jesus Christ.
那我们的拯救，我们的盼望就在于这一点，因为耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，他与我们建立了关系。
I was reading for my devotions this morning, Psalm 112, and I came across verse 7.
今天早上灵修的时候，我读到诗篇112篇，然后我读到第七节。
And here's what he says.
这边这么说。
My heart is not afraid of bad news. My heart is firm, trusting in the Lord.
我的心不害怕坏消息，我的心坚定，坚定地依靠耶和华。
So maybe in this time of trouble that we're going through as a nation and even across the world, you've said, I just can't take any more bad news.
或许我们的国家甚至全世界在经历这样的一个状况的时候呢，你或许会说，我没有办法再接受任何坏消息了。
So we realize that we don't have to be afraid of bad news because we know the good news.
所以我们不需要害怕坏消息，因为我们知道好消息是什么。
We serve a God who loves us and provides for our every need.
我们侍奉一位爱我们，而且提供我们一切需要的上帝。
The final question is kind of a summation of all of the others.
那最后一个问题好像总括了所有其他的问题。
When we're depressed, when we're going through difficult times, when we don't know where God is, it's easy to ask, why have you forgotten me?
当我们经历沮丧，当我们经历失望，当我们经历困难的时候，我们常常会问，你为何忘记我？
I want you to see verse 9.
我要你看到第九节。
I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me?
我要对神，我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？
The psalmist is acknowledging that God is his rock and his strength.
诗人在这里承认上帝是他的磐石，是他的力量。
That's the spiritual part of him.
这就是他属灵性的那一部分。
But the fleshly part of him is saying, why have you forgotten me?
但是他的肉体那一部分问说，你为什么忘记我呢？
I'm going through a time of mourning because of what the enemy is doing to me.
因为仇敌坐在我身上的事，我经历一个哀伤的阶段。
A time of mourning is a time of grief, sadness, pain, and sorrow.
经历的哀伤包括了忧伤、难过、痛苦、忧愁。
Sometimes we suffer because of bad decisions we make.
我们有的时候因为我们自己做的不好的决定而受苦。
Sometimes we suffer because we have sinned and made bad choices and walked against the word of God.
有的时候因为我们自己选择错误，因为罪的关系，我们远离了神，所以我们受苦。
And sometimes as Christians, we suffer at the hands of evil people who treat us poorly.
有的时候基督徒受苦，因为我们是被握在那些恶人的手中，他们非常不好地对待我们。
And maybe we've even experienced persecution of others who blame us and who criticize us.
我们甚至遭受责怪我们、批评我们这些人的迫害。
And we ask in those moments, why is this happening to me, God?
就在那样的时刻，我们会问说，这些事情为什么发生在我的身上呢？
I love these words that are a part of this psalm.
我很喜欢诗篇中这几个字。
How do I respond when I'm suffering?
当我受苦的时候，我怎么回应呢？
Notice what the psalmist says in verse 8.
也所说的话。
By the day, the Lord commands his steadfast love.
白昼，耶和华必向我施慈爱。
He gives his love to me in such a way that it is a buffer against the onslaught of the enemy.
上帝给他的慈爱是这么的高深，甚至仇敌都没有办法浇灭。
He doesn't love me one day and not love me the next.
他不会今天爱我，明天就不爱我了。
His love is steadfast. His love is constant, even though I may be experiencing pain.
他的爱是持续的，是长久的，虽然有的时候我经历痛苦。
In fact, Jesus promises that in our weakness, He will be strong.
事实上，耶稣承诺我们说，在我们的软弱当中，他会显得坚强。
He promises that His grace will always be more than enough for every situation we go through.
他也应许我们说，不管我们经历的是什么样的状况，他的恩典总是够用的。
That verse goes on to say, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
第八节继续说，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
He puts a song in my heart in the middle of the darkest times of night.
在黑夜最黑的时候，他把一首歌放在我的里面。
I have some ear pods, and I sometimes at night put them in my ear, and I play Christian music.
我有个耳机，好，可以听音乐。所以有的时候晚上，我会把耳机戴上，听基督徒的音乐。
And when I hear some of those words of worship to God, it puts a song within my heart and lifts my spirits towards Him.
当我听到这些敬拜神的字句的时候，它就使我的心提升，让我再一次信靠神来敬拜、赞美他。
I've noticed with my mother, who is almost 97 years old, that the most important way that she is calmed and encouraged is through her faith in God.
我留意到我97岁的母亲，她可以持续保持她的稳定跟安静。
She's suffering the loss of her mind. It does not work as well as it used to.
她已经失去了她的智力好，她的想法不再像以前那么的清楚。
Most of the day she sits in her chair and sleeps. Her life is not like it used to be.
一天当中，她最多花的时间就是坐在椅子上睡觉。
The moments that she is most responsive often are when we read the Word of God to her.
而她最清醒的时候，经常是当我们向她读上帝的话的时候。
Or when we pray with her.
而且是当我们与她一起祷告的时候。
Or when she listens to great hymns and songs that remind her of her faith.
或是她听圣诗或是诗篇的时候，提醒她她对上帝的信心。
This can be our testimony in the day God sends His love and at night He puts His song within my heart.
那这个也可以成为我们的见证，就是在夜晚，在黑暗的时候，上帝会把一首诗歌放在我们的心里面。
So I can go to Him in confident prayer.
就我可以很有信心的来到他面前祷告。
With certain hope.
有一个确切的盼望。
Because I know who He is.
因为我知道他是谁。
And I remember how faithfully He has met my needs in the past.
而且我知道他在过去如何信实地满足我的需要。
Hard times make us ask hard questions.
艰难的时刻促成我们问一些艰难的问题。
But we turn to Psalms like Psalm 42 for the hopeful answers that God gives us in His Word.
但是当我们遇到这样的时刻的时候，我们可以读到诗篇42篇，在这里找到上帝的答案。It's
okay to ask questions of God.
好，向神问问题是可以的。Remember
to look to His Word for the answers that He gives.
但是要注意，读他的话语来找到你的答案。
Let me pray with you.
让我为你祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the hope that we have in you.
要不我们感谢你在你的里面，我们有的盼望。
Thank you for this psalm that reminds us we may have questions that we ask from time to time.
感谢你让我们在诗篇42篇看到，我们常常有的时候会跟你提问。
Thank you for the comfort and the assurance of your word.
也感谢你的话语给我们的安慰和确据。
and your steadfast love and faithfulness that give us hope today.
你坚定的爱与你的信实在今天仍然给我们盼望。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。阿们。